Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinter.
And it came to pass in the golden time, in the land of Beleriand, that the questers did receive word that Ostermond, father of Vidar, did have tidings for them. And Lord Vidar was full of joy at the prospect of returning home, for he had not seen his homeland for many, many moons, and he had a lot of washing that needed doing.
Yonder is the castle of my father. I must say, it'll be good to see the Rentals again.
The what?
The Rentals. Parents. That's what my brothers and I call them. Do you not have funny names for your mother and father?
No. Fortunately, I'm completely normal.
We can stay there tonight, but tomorrow we must resume our quest by crossing the Gorge of Doom. For beyond, the Sword of Asnagar awaits.
Yeah, that all sounds great, but I can't help noticing there's a raging river in the way.
Yes, the raging river of Ragnar.
Well, how do we get across?
We shall swim.
Oh, brilliant! Oh, I used to love jumping into the river when I was a dog. Absolutely brilliant fun.
And what used to happen every time you jumped into the river, Amos?
I swam around a bit.
And?
Oh, I chased some ducks.
Yeah, you got stuck.
Oh, yes.
Because you are a terrible swimmer.
Ah, yes.
And I had to wade in and haul you out every single time.
Yes.
Isn't there another way?
Perhaps we should walk upstream. There might be a bridge.
Good idea.
Thank you, Sam.
You're beautiful. You're welcome. Sorry, Freudian tit. Slip.
Oh, we could all hold hands and tiptoe over yon wee stepping stones.
Yes, slightly less appealing, but still.
No. That would be far too easy. As leader, I say we swim.
I'd rather not swim. I'm still feeling a wee bit bloated.
Poor Dean hasn't been to the latrine for some time now.
Nay, I need vegetables. Dwarf can't live by Gramblecock alone.
Why can't we just take the easy, non-life-threatening option for once?
Because we are questers, Sam. And the way of the quest is to test those who would attain the ultimate goal. There's no point having a quest if it's easy.
Why is he the leader?
It is written that we must follow the highest born. Vidar is the highest born amongst us. He is the third son of Ostermond, Elven Lord and Elderman of
yeah,
Beleriand.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, what's that got to do with it?
Lord Ostermond can trace his bloodline back to the very beginnings of the Second Age human. Vidar comes from a family long bred for leadership. It's in his bones.
Yeah, it's not in his brains, though, is it?
Have you ever led a man into battle? Have you ever fought the magical beasts of the Eastern Desert with 1,000 men at your back, their lives depending on every sweep of your sword?
I was a sixer in the cups.
You will never have the maturity to be a warrior leader, Sam. That is one of the reasons you and I will never be together.
How many reasons are there?
A lot.
Poor old Sam.
Unrequited love, eh, Dean? Nothing in the world as painful as that, is there?
Yeah, try going 10 days without a bowel movement.
Follow me, questers. This way. I mean, that way.
Lord of all nastiness, it's you!
Yes, Creech, as you so rightly observe, it's me. How are we doing with the Sword of Asnagar? Have we found it yet?
Aren't you going to tell me how it went at the Gathering?
By the Gathering, you mean the great annual coming together of all the Dark Lords to indulge in 4 days of black magic, necromancy and general chit-chat?
Yes.
I'd rather not talk about it.
But your badness, what about the medal?
Which medal?
The Medal of Chang, only awarded every third millennium. The one you get for being named Necromancer's Necromancer. The most valued prize in all of evildom.
Oh, you mean this medal?
My lord, it's the... Oh, you've done it! Oh, I can't believe it! I knew this would be our year!
Yeah, well, you're right, weren't you?
But I don't understand. Mm-hmm. This is your moment of triumph. The thing that you've wanted most in the world is finally yours.
Yeah, I know.
Then why so gloomy?
Look, I said I didn't want to talk about it, didn't I, right? Yeah.
As you wish, Lord.
Thank you.
Okay, shall we get
it's
on
all
with
that K-bar, the Maleficent's fault.
I thought it might.
Yeah, everything was going so brilliantly. There we were, right? The presentation dinner. Mm. I just collected the medal. Everyone's congratulating me. When Ruddy K-bar wanders over and starts on about the Sword of Asnagar, you know, he's all,
have you found it yet? And don't see how you can win the Medal of Chang if you haven't got the Sword of Asnagar.
You should just ignore him, Lord. You know what he's like.
Yeah, I know, yeah. One mustn't let these people get to one, must one?
No. Exactly.
He's just jealous anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. So what did you say?
Oh, you know, I found the Sword of Asnagar. Believe me, come across and see.
Sorry, Lord, I didn't catch that.
I said I had found the Sword of Asnagar, and if he didn't believe me, he could come back to my castle and see it.
you haven't found the Sword of
Power. I know that, Creech, I know that. And now we've got until tomorrow before K-Bar and the Chang Committee turn up expecting to see it.
But what are we going to do?
There's only one thing to do. We'll fake it.
But that's cheating.
We're tearing up the rule book now, Creech. It's time to hammer the nail of innovation into the scrotum of conformity.
The heel conformity, I say.
We are home sweet home. I'll go and tell Father we've arrived.
Oh, I knew we shouldn't have swum. The gramble cock in my pouch is absolutely dripping.
Yeah, all right.
It's as wet as a wizard's sleeve.
We get the picture.
What you need to do is give yourself a really good shake. It works best if you twist your bottom half in the opposite direction to your top half, like this.
Hey, Miss Snow!
Oh, I think I've done something to my back.
Here they are, Painter. My noble band of questers. Amos, the chosen one, Penthesilea, warrior princess, Dean, the indomitable dwarf, and Sam, the other one.
A bit wet.
Yes, I'm afraid we all got a little damp crossing the raging river of Ragnar.
Oh, you should have used new bridge a mile upstream.
The bridge! What did I say? Unbelievable.
We came as soon as we got your message. What is this important news? Is it about the Sword of Asnagar? We're all terribly excited. I can't wait to see Mother. Where is Mother, by the way?
Oh, your mother.
What? What is it?
Well, thing is, Vidar, your mother's, she's no longer with us.
Right. Is she visiting Granny?
No.
Auntie Bertha?
No.
She hasn't run off with Uncle Elfric. I never liked him.
She's dead, you twanny.
Mummy! Oh, Vidar, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my sincere condolences, my lord, is it?
How did she die, may I ask?
Well, it was a combination of things, really, little fella. A nasty cough, touch of fever, me chopping her right leg off in a sword fight.
Ah, the old triple whammy.
My own dearest mama. Gone. Cruelly taken before her time.
Aye, but now she's gone, I can finally tell you the truth about your childhood. You see, thing about your mother is, she wasn't really your mother. So, well, you know, every cloud.
I don't understand.
I didn't think you would. Have you never noticed, Vidar, how you're, slightly different from the rest of your family?
Taller, you mean?
Well, taller, aye, but not just that. Your two brothers, Wolfnoth and Haraldon.
Wolfie and Harry, what about them?
Well, you know, both great leaders. Wolfnoth defeated 10,000 strong armies of Mongbord with only 12 elven archers and a pocket full of gravel.
Bloody clever bloke, old Wolfie.
Aye, happen. And Haraldon won for us all the western lands by beating the Troll King at Cups.
He is a wizard, Caps.
Aye, happen. Whereas you're leading a quest for the Sword of Asnagar.
Yeah.
Which you still haven't found.
No.
What I'm trying to tell you, Vidar, is that you're, you're not really our son.
You mean I'm...
That's right.
Your daughter?
Adopted. You're adopted, aren't you? You see, your real parents, they abandoned you on our doorstep. You know, we brought you up as our own, but always meant to tell you once you started to ask the inevitable questions, like... When we realised you weren't going to ask the inevitable questions, I thought it best just to leave it be, but... Well, promised your mother on her deathbed, didn't I, that I'd tell you the truth, so... Yeah, it is like...
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, son. I mean, Vidar, lad. Well, good luck with your quest, anyway. You can let yourselves out.
Dry yourselves off, all that. Alas and alack, this is terrible news.
Don't worry, Vidar. We'll get through this together.
Really?
Of course, my lord. We're all right behind you.
United we stand.
Hurrah! Oh, thank you.
Hang on. If he's adopted, he's not actually of noble blood, so he's not our leader anymore.
Hurrah! Hurrah!
So, technically, he's a peasant.
I am not following a peasant.
It's anarchy! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Let's wee on the furniture!
Here you go, lord. Every sword, dagger, and knife in the castle. And, oh, I wasn't sure, so I put in a few spoons as well.
Yeah, thanks, Creech. Here, what do you think of this,
Oh, it is very nice.
Really? Because it's just an old curtain pole with a handle. But you think it looks like the Sword of Asnagar?
I meant it's a very nice old curtain pole with a handle.
This is ridiculous. There must be something in here somewhere that looks like the...
Ooh, what about this?
It's a cheese knife.
Yes!
And you think that could pass for the most awesome weapon in all creation, eh? Hmm? The thing which gives whomsoever wields it ultimate power over good and evil.
Okay, well, maybe from a distance?
From a distance. Oh, wait a minute, Creech. Have you ever seen the Sword of Asnagar?
Yes, Lord, we both have, but only once. And not for long, because you had it in your hand, remember, but then you dropped it into the vortex.
Yes, yes, all right. But the point is, no one else has seen it.
Aha!
You see what I'm getting at?
Not really.
The defining characteristic of the Sword of Asnagar is the fact that it can only be wielded by the Chosen One.
Ah!
You see what I'm saying? If, when K'Bar and the committee arrive, they find the Chosen One here, then whatever he's holding, they will believe that to be the actual sword.
Oh, right! Oh, stupid creature! Stupid, silly, stupid creature!
Then look, we must find the questers and capture the Chosen One at once.
Yes, Lord! Should I bring the cheese knife or...
No! Yes.
I suppose I always knew I was different.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was something that set me apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very sad.
I used to think it was because I was special, but now I know that's not true.
Oh, you're special, all right.
Enough of this. We need to decide who will be the new leader.
Well, I think it should be the bravest one among us.
How about the tallest one among us?
Right. That's it. Come on, human. Let's have you.
Any time, Shorty.
Come on, come on. Come on.
Fight. Come on. Fight. Come on. Fight. Come on. Fight.
Stop it. Stop it.
That's yeah, it. Lucky for you, a grown-up came along.
This is no way to choose a leader. The decision must be made calmly and rationally.
You're right.
Come, let us strangle a chicken as a sacrifice to the gods that they may offer us a sign.
Yeah, or we could have a vote, like a secret ballot.
What do you mean?
Well, it's where we all write the name of the person we want to be leader on a piece of paper and put it in a box and then count up to see who's got the most. It's called democracy.
I say we chalk the chicken.
No, I don't actually have a chicken.
Well, that's okay. You can all chalk mine.
Maybe we should try Sam's idea.
Yeah, thank you. Right, each take a piece of paper and write your name on it.
My name?
No, the name of the person you want to be leader.
Right, so my name?
No, but you can't be leader, can you?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so just put the name of the person other than you that you want to be leader.
So, Dean.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
No, you can't say the name of the person because then it isn't secret. That paper's spoiled now.
Well, fine, I'll vote for someone else. Who's left?
Not Sam.
No.
Don't tell us!
Well, I can't tell you who I'm not going to vote for.
No, because then we'll know who you are going to vote for.
How?
Because there's only Amos and Penthesilea left.
Exactly, so it could be either of them. Except I could never vote for a woman.
Right, you can't vote anymore. The rest of you, put your papers in this pot. Okay, right, now we count them and see who's won.
It's exciting, this, isn't it?
Yes. How long do you think the counting will take?
The results are as follows. Amos, one vote.
Yes!
Penthesilea, one vote.
Oh.
Sam, two votes. I therefore declare that I am the new leader.
Fair enough.
I'm happy.
I demand a recount.
Here we are.
What is this place?
The Gorge of Doom. The bottomless crevice down which the dreams of mortals vanish forever.
It's a bit bleak.
That's the whole point.
Oh, yes.
But the questers will have to cross it to continue their quest, and when they do, we'll be waiting for them.
Excellent, Lord. How do we get across?
Well, I suppose we go over that bridge over there.
Oh, yes, yes.
Hail, bridge keeper. We will traverse your elegant span. What's wrong with you?
Sounded a bit rude.
Grow up, for heaven's sake, Reach. Come on.
So, you want to cross my bridge?
Exactly.
Then first, you must pay the toll.
Ugh, yes, I suppose that's the way of things these days, isn't it? How much is it?
The price for crossing is... the thing you value most in all the world.
All right.
Lord Darkness has loads of valuable things. Treasure, jewels, works of art. Most of it's nicked.
No, it must be a specific thing. That which means the most to you personally. And do not try to deceive me, for I shall know if you are lying.
I see. Well, there isn't any one thing.
What about the Medal of Chang?
What?
How do you know about that?
Never mind how I know. Do you have it?
Well, yes, but, you know, it's... it's nothing really. Everyone's won it. You know, if you stick around long enough, you're bound to get it eventually.
Nevertheless, I'll take that.
No, not my award. Take anything else, but not that.
No, it must be the medal.
Lord, you can't.
What choice do I have, Creech? K'Bar and the committee, remember?
Come on, hand it over.
Oh, very well.
No, wait. The Lord Darkness is deceiving you.
Yes, I am.
The Medal of Chang is not the thing that he values most in the world.
It isn't?
It isn't?
No. The thing that Lord Darkness values most in the world is... me.
What? Oh, I mean, yes, exactly. It's Creech.
Yeah, well, very well then. I shall take Creech. You may cross.
Oh, Creech. No, no. This is too awful.
Goodbye, Lord.
Yeah, cheerio.
Don't worry, Lord. I'll be okay.
I wouldn't count on it.
So, Princess, it seems that I'm the leader.
Yes.
What do you think of that, eh?
It's fine.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, some people say that power is the ultimate aphrodisiac.
What does that mean?
Well, just that some people are attracted to men who are powerful, even if they're really ugly.
I see. You're saying you're really ugly.
No.
All ugly men are powerful.
No, no, no.
You're attracted to ugly men.
Oh, never mind. Right, come on, you lot. Keep up, will you?
I'm hungry. Can't we stop?
No, we've only just had lunch.
Oh, I really don't think this is the right way.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. I think we should turn back.
No, we're not turning back.
Why not?
Because I'm the leader and I said so, all right?
Oh, very democratic.
Please, can we stop? Just for a snack?
No.
Oh, please, please, please.
Going the wrong way, I'm telling you.
Will you all just shut up for 5 minutes?
Here we are, at the Gorge of Doom.
Oh, I never thought I'd be glad to hear those words.
It looks very doomy.
How do we get across? It's 100 yards wide and the sides are sheer and impossible to climb.
Oh, Sam will know. He's our leader, aren't you, Sam?
Yes.
What's the plan, Sam?
Yeah. We must construct some kind of crossing. And if we gather up some branches, then we can lash them together with rope woven from the hairs of my beard and other parts of my body.
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on, human. Dwarf body hair is famous for its strength, and it repels water.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
No, that's far too dangerous. The gorge is much too wide. But if I attach a piece of rope to one of my arrows, then shoot it across the gorge into the branch of that tree on the far side, we could make one of those things. What are they called?
A death slide.
Yes, that's it.
Why do these things always have to be so difficult?
Sometimes there are no easy ways, Sam. Sometimes the way of the courageous heart is the only...
Do be quiet, peasant.
Sorry.
I say we built.
I'm going to get weaving.
No!
Oh, that smarts.
No. The death slide is safest. Pass me my bow.
Look, forget it. I'm the leader, and I say we're not doing either of those. There must be an easy way out of this.
Sam's right. Whenever there's something really hard to do, you should always try and find the easy way round it. Isn't that right, Sam?
Yeah, sort of.
Like when you told that girl you could cook, then you got your mum to make the food and bring it round?
Yeah, well.
Or when you wanted to get fit, but ended up buying those vibrating pads which you kept putting down the front of you.
Yeah, all right. The point is, there's always an easier way round.
And what if there isn't?
Then we just forget it.
What? Give up on the quest?
Yeah. Do something else instead.
Even though it would mean that evil would ultimately triumph over good.
Why do you always have to drag it back to that?
What kind of a person would make such a repugnant moral choice?
I'm starting to wonder whether this democracy is really the best way to choose a leader after all.
Now look.
Hey, everyone, look over there. A bridge. Get in.
I tell you now, whomsoever chooses the easy way over the hard will... It is better to overcome insurmountable odds than... You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, all right. Sometimes, Vidar, things are just a little bit more straightforward than you think. In your case, things are always more straightforward than you think. Hail, Bridgekeeper!
Do you wish to cross the bridge?
Yes, please.
First, you must meet my prize.
Okay, fine. What is it?
In return for crossing the bridge, you must give me that which you value most in all the world.
Oh, what?
Unless you meet my conditions, none of you shall ever get across.
What?
It is the only way.
What?
Yeah, all right. Major points. Now, look, you really can't expect us to hand over the things we most value in the world.
No, not all of you. Only one of your number must meet my asking price.
Oh, only one of us?
Yes.
Does it matter who?
No.
Right. Hang on. Right, only one of us needs to do it.
Then let it be me. I will happily make any sacrifice in the name of our noble quest.
Okay, if you're sure.
I am.
But what is it that you value most in the world, oh beautiful maiden?
I suppose there is one thing I've been keeping, which I value above all else. I was going to wait till I met the right person.
Yeah, he's not having that, okay? Someone else. Dean. Dean, what do you value the most?
Well, I too had been waiting until I met the right person.
Yeah. And he won't want that. Amos, what about you?
Oh, that's easy. I know what I value most in all the world.
Fantastic. What is it?
You, Sam.
Vidar?
Don't worry, Sam. I know what to give him. This ring was given to me by my mother. She told me to wear it always as a sign of my parents' love. I always thought she meant her and Osterman, but now I know it must have been from my real mother and father.
Okay.
It is only right that I, the lowest ranked and least worthy of our band, should be the one to make the sacrifice.
Yeah, I suppose if you put it like that.
Sam, you can't...
You heard him. He wants to. Off you go.
Hello, Mr. Bridgekeeper.
What have you got for me?
I've got this ring. It means more to me
Just
than...
give it to him.
Very well.
You may cross.
Excellent. Come on, gang. Ah, see? Here we are on the other side, easy as pie.
Except for Vida having to give up the thing he values most in the world.
Yeah, but it's not like we had to. Still think I'm not the best leader?
Ah, you lot took your time.
Darkness, what are you doing here?
Oh, you know, just passing and kidnapping the Chosen One. Stop wriggling, will you?
He's got the Chosen One!
Sam, help!
Amos, let him go!
Stay back, all of you. Any closer and I'll throw him into the bottomless gorge.
No, not the gorge! I have to say, this is very exciting.
You vile fiend, what do you want with him?
Well, obviously I need him for one of my dastardly plans. I've been waiting here to ambush you when you crossed the bridge.
So wait a minute, if we'd crossed the gorge somewhere else, we would have avoided you.
Yes.
Sam!
Oh, come on, how was I supposed to know?
Yeah, still needing help here, guys, when you're ready.
Now, if you'd all like to step aside, I'll be popping back across. Your friend here is going to help me make a certain K-Bar the Maleficent look rather silly.
Not so fast, Lord Darkness.
Now, look here, I've paid the toll. You're not telling me you have to pay to go back again, surely?
No, but you see, I'm not actually a bridge keeper at all.
I am, in fact.
K-Bar.
The same.
I knew there was something funny about that bridge keeper.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I always suspected it was really you.
Why can't you just admit it?
Because you didn't fool me.
Oh, come off it.
Well, you didn't.
I clearly did.
No,
this
didn't.
Is
you didn't,
all
you
over,
didn't. No, you didn't fool me.
Would someone mind telling me what's going on?
Certainly. It's quite simple, really. You see, Darkness here...
Lord Darkness.
Lord Darkness claimed that he had the Sword of Asnagar. I knew he was lying, of course, and the only way he could possibly get away with it would be if he had the Chosen One to lend some authenticity. Isn't that right, Darkness?
Might be.
The gorge was the obvious place for an ambush, so I simply laid my trap here with the bridge as bait.
But what was all that thing you value the most business?
Oh, I just made that bit up.
Well, the joke's on you, Caper. Because Creech isn't the thing I value most of all. Eh? It's the Medal of Chang. I couldn't care less about that worthless wretch, so ha, ha, ha.
Yes. Ha, ha, ha.
Really? Oh. Well, I hardly think that the committee will be letting you hang on to it after this, do you?
There's not, no.
What about my ring?
Oh, yes, this old thing. I suppose you're just going to say it's a worthless bit of tat.
No. No, it's really precious to me.
Oh. This ring, where did you get it?
It belonged to my parents. They gave it to me when I was a baby.
Impossible. The owners of this ring never had a child.
Oh, they did. It was me. But they abandoned me for some reason.
Me? I'm the reason? They too fell into one of my traps and were bound to hand over their firstborn child. But they told me they were barren.
You mean you knew my real parents?
Of course I knew them. The Elven King Raglan and Queen Isogar.
My parents were Elven royalty?
So it would seem, yes. Two of the stupidest monarchs I've ever met.
Well, what happened to them?
When they couldn't honor our agreement, I took all their worldly goods. I believe they died soon after, poor and broken-hearted.
Oh, horror of horrors.
Hooray!
I mean, hooray! Why hooray?
But don't you see, Lord? You are noble, after all. Now we can follow you again, instead of that numpty Sam.
By all the gods, Dean, you're right! Now give me back my ring!
What are you doing?
Give it to me!
Get off!
Oh, they're struggling on the edge of the precipice! Oh, Jack! Lord Vidar stumbles!
Jack!
So does K-Bar!
Why is he telling us?
Oh, he's just pleased to have a good view. Normally he has to stand on a box.
There is only one outcome possible for you, Vidar. I think we both know what that is.
Well, I'm not very good at guessing games, K-Bar. Why don't you give me a clue?
You will meet your death at the bottom of that gorge.
Go on, any clue at all.
It's no use struggling. I am invincible.
Oh, really? Then how is it I can see you?
K-Bar wobbles, and it looks like he might fall.
Yeah, he's lost the will to live trying to explain his banter to Vida.
He's fallen into the bottomless gorge.
not bottomless, then, eh?
Very good, Lord.
Thank you.
Now, darkness, hand back the chosen one.
Never. For now, limitless power is within my evil grasp. Once the sword of Asnagar.
I'll tell the Medal of Chang committee.
Oh, right then.
Yay!
But I'll get you all next time.
Yeah, he will. Yeah, never mind, Lord. At least you get to keep the medal.
Exactly. That's going straight on my bathroom shelf when we get home, Creature.
Next to the loofah?
How did you know where my loofah is?
Well done, Vidar.
Yes.
Aye, you were great, Lord.
Sam?
What?
Have you got anything to say to Vidar?
Can't think of anything.
Sam.
All right, Vidar, you're the best leader.
And it turns out that I am, in fact, of even nobler blood than we first thought.
Aye, my lord. And so you should once more take your rightful place at the head of our quest.
But what about Sam?
Ah, forget him. Yon Bampot couldn't find his body in a bath with two hands.
Well, that's fine. I didn't want the job anyway.
It's probably for the best. The mantle of leadership didn't suit you, sir.
You think the mantle of equal-ranked companion suits me better, eh?
No, not really.
She wants me. I can see it in her eyes.
Very well. Then I shall once more take the lead in our sacred quest. Now follow me, my loyal friends, for somewhere out there, the Sword of Asnagar awaits.